why don't we get started? I want to welcome everyone to our first PPS Success Mentor teleclass. My name is James Phelps, and as I said, I'm the Dean of Education here, and I'll be your host and moderator for the teleclass series. Now, because we have a packed call tonight, and I want to allow as much time as possible, as I said, for Paul and the other mentors to speak, I will keep my introduction brief. To begin our class tonight, let me just explain briefly how this call will work. After a brief opening from Paul about the series in general, each of our mentors will introduce themselves and talk a bit about their mentoring services, as well as their legacy, how they discovered it, and how they're pursuing it today. Unfortunately, we won't have time for questions tonight, but there will be plenty of time for each of you to speak to our mentors during their respective teleclass. Each class, in addition to tonight's class, will also be recorded and posted in the PPS teleclass section of our site. So if you'd like to revisit the class or forward the recording along to a friend, the audio files will be on the site waiting for you there. Tonight, because as I said, there's no Q&A session, I'll be muting all of our audience phone lines during the call in order to improve the sound quality of the recording. In future calls, I'll open the lines during the question and answer period. So with those kind of nuts and bolts out of the way, let me just mute the audio. Okay. So that done, I'm pleased to introduce Paul Cech, renowned holistic health practitioner and founder of the Cech Institute and PPS Success. Welcome, Paul, and welcome to all of our PPS mentors.
Hey, thank you, and I'm glad to have them here. And James, just so you know, Chris and Josh are having a hard time getting on, so I just gave JP my numbers. They're going to try to call in.
I hear all sorts of mentors joining us now.
I'm here. It's Josh.
All right. Dr. Brian Allman calling in.
Hi. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm just introducing the call now, so I'll kick everything off, and then we'll let you guys each have a turn to share, okay?
Love it. Thanks, Paul.
All right, bud. All right, well, hello, everybody. This is Paul Cech, and I'm glad you're joining us with the call tonight. I developed the PPS Success Mastery Program as a vehicle to help people find a way to personal, professional, and spiritual success mastery. And you may or may not know there are 12 lessons in the program. You can learn about them all at the PPS Success Mastery website. The 12 lessons that I put together in an order, a specific order that is designed to help you identify what's holding you back and then get clear on what your dream is and identify your core values as a means of channeling your energy so that you produce what you want to experience in your life instead of experiencing maybe what you don't. So the 12 lessons that I put together are finding and living your legacy, managing yourself, goal setting, writing a business plan, money management, marketing, how to learn, time can't be managed, don't get your feathers wet, the great polarities, communication skills, listening skills, development. So those are the 12 key areas that I felt were the most common obstructions to personal, professional, and spiritual success that I was helping people with in my career. And the mentors tonight are all people that not only did the mastery program with me, but demonstrated exemplary skills in self-mastery and also demonstrated their skills as effective coaches. I have chosen them all personally. They're my friends and fellow travelers in this mastery program, which is really just life. And so I think we would all agree that none of us is trying to do anything or say anything that we're better than you or anything like that. We're just people that have worked hard to find clarity in our lives, and I'm really happy to be able to share each of them with you. So tonight you'll get to hear from Vidya McNeil, who is not only a mastery mentor, but she's my personal assistant and business manager and has worked with me to develop a lot of unique information and contributed to my life in many ways and helped me with challenging clients. J.P. Sears, who's been with me here at the Institute for a number of years and has also developed information on emotional self-healing. My son, Paul Check Jr., who probably spent more years with me than anybody. I love the fact that Paul's helping us out here because he's had a lot of experiences with food and eating, and he's a level four Check practitioner, as is JP. And Josh Rubin, who's a level four Check practitioner and one of the instructors, as is JP and Paul Jr. as well. And Dr. Brian Allman, who's somebody who I highly respect as a psychologist, and he's helped me teach my Check level four students in the past. And I was really, really excited when I met Brian because I finally found a psychologist that wasn't doing just the standard old stuff and was getting excellent results with people, and his philosophy and my philosophy of life, I think, are very nicely synergistic. And Chris Tempert, who is another Check level four and has done a lot of work with me and has made amazing changes in her own life, and she really, really walks the talk. So I'm really excited to be able to share the PPS Success Mastery platform with all of you. And so why don't we kick it off? JP, since you're sitting right here, how about if you go first? So I'm going to hand the stage to JP, and we'll work our way through, and each of them will share a little bit about what they offer to you, and we'll go from there. Here's JP.
The most important thing that Paul didn't tell you about me is I'm twice as good looking as he is.
Cut that part.
Yeah.
My script was too short.
For me, it's really a pleasure to be part of the PPS mentor team. My specialty is holistic emotional healing, and for me, that's a wonderful term. And how I got on the path of holistic emotional healing is I finally woke up to the fact that I've got a lot of healing to do. And which that actually goes right in hand with my legacy. My legacy is something I discovered while going through the PPS program for the first time. And my legacy, how I say it in this moment, is discovering compassionate acceptance for myself. That's something I don't think it happens. I think it's something that is always happening. And it's a real pleasure to be able to allow my legacy to unfold on a professional basis. As I'm doing mentoring work with clients in their own emotional healing, I'm always learning about myself. For me, one of the truths about life is in our differences is where we find our similarities. So as I'm working with clients through their issues, helping them discover their own answers about their life experiences, there I am learning about myself, learning new ways to feel good being in my own skin. A lot of the times people come and see me, they'll say, well, gosh, JP, I feel depressed, or I feel angry, I feel frustrated. This area of my life just isn't unfolding. And whatever their story is, in our sessions together, our goal is to get to the story under their story. Resolution usually isn't found in the surface story. If it was, then I guess clients wouldn't be coming to see me. And I would also say in the work I do with clients and actually in the unfolding of the work I do with myself, I consider intuition to be a very, very important aspect. In fact, our friend Einstein felt pretty similar. He has a saying I love, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, the rational mind is a faithful servant. And for me, the power of intuition helps us get to the story, under the story that we all carry. And it's at that dimension where we're actually able to make shifts, where we're actually able to heal and resolve issues. so that we don't have to continually repeat the same patterns throughout the rest of our lives. As we all know, the past always repeats itself unless there's conscious intervention. And for me, the power of intuition is a magnificent catalyst for consciousness. That's just a snapshot of what I do. It's a privilege for Paul to be here with me, allowing me to offer my services to his practitioners.
Well, thank you, JP, and it's always a pleasure to share the platform with you and watch people heal in your hands. And so why don't we go ahead. Paul Jr., would you like to go next?
Sure, why not? Just get my phone handy here.
Okay. Well, if you're not using your phone, your power of telepathic communication is making my eardrums vibrate so beautifully that you could probably just do it that way.
I'm working on that, but
must be genetic.
It could be, yeah.
Time will tell.
All right, Paul, why don't you share a little bit about your offering as a mentor and how you feel you can help PPS Success Mastery students and anybody that might want a little guidance.
Well, first of all, it's a great pleasure to be a part of this Czech tribe. I, you know, happen to share the name, but I don't really feel that way. I feel like I'm part of a tribe. You know, the family thing is sort of secondary. I just really feel like I'm part of a solid and growing community with the PPS Success. So thank you for that, Dad, and for Vidya for helping my dad manifest this.
Right on.
What I guess the best way to describe what I do is I'm a holistic coach. Really, my job is to get you tuned in to yourself, and that's really all I do. But more technically, I help people tune in through diet and through movement and everything surrounding that. And as of late, really, my focus has been on family counseling, family nutrition, because I really feel like if I have a legacy in this lifetime, that it's that I want young children to have grown up with the right nutritional environment, the right energetic environment, and the right environment in general, you know, air and water. And if I can have any part of that when I die, if I can know that, you know, I had some number of children were far better off because of just something I had to do with them, that's my legacy. That's really all I want in this lifetime. So that's a little bit about what I do. Family coaching is sort of what I like to do best, but I have anybody who's dealing with issues and is mystified by food or is confused with how to integrate their goals with their food and their lifestyle. And so on that note, I'm going to be doing a teleclass, not this week, but I think the 17th, is that next week?
It's next Tuesday.
Week. Oh, that's next Tuesday. the title of the class is Foundational Energies 101, Solitude, Tribe, and Culture. And basically what I want to do is just help share with you my perspective of how our energy system works. I'm not going to go too much into details about a lot of the Eastern terminologies and stuff, but just more primal energy. Like, we have all this energy. How are we channeling it? Why is it getting blocked? And the reason it gets blocked oftentimes is because we don't know how to balance solitude with tribe and culture. So we get lost in identifying ourselves with our culture, our tribe, or we isolate ourselves too much. And really, the class is going to be half me talking and half answering questions, because I really want to use personal examples, personal struggles to explain. But some of the topics I'll discuss are the difference between loneliness and solitude, friends and acquaintances, community and civilization. These distinctions are very, very important, because if you don't know the difference between a friend and an acquaintance, you could be keeping yourself in dysfunctional patterns. If you don't know the difference between loneliness and solitude, you will misjudge your use of time. So that's kind of just a little snapshot of what I'm going to do, and it's going to be pretty free-form, so you know, won't be too heavy. It'll be more light. Foundational energies light. So I don't really know what else to say. I'm just happy to hear from any of you. Any questions you have, shoot me an email. Otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to who's next.
All right. Well, that's great, Paul. I'm glad you're here to help everybody and share your insights and your experiences. And so thank you very much for being with us and giving an offering to everyone. I'm sure that anybody who gets a chance to work with you will be greatly rewarded.
It's honestly my pleasure. You know,
right.
Need to thank
you. Josh, would you like to share?
Yes, I would.
All right. Give it to us, Josh. And, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention in the introduction, I'm twice as good-looking as Josh.
Yeah, everyone's looking to me.
Everything in the Institute goes in doubles, but, you know, the good news is no matter where you're at in the circle, it always comes back around.
In my next lifetime, I'll be good-looking.
Well, you sound great, so
yeah, I'm doing
ready
well.
For you, baby.
What I do, I guess you could say, once again, is holistic coaching. My business is called East West Healing and Performance, and what we kind of specialize in, or I specialize in, is the chronic patient. You know, if we look at our society, we can experience a lot of people right now as being chronic, and that's on many different levels, but, you know, everyone comes in with their physical symptoms. So what I like to use, using the nutrition, you know, looking at the physical, looking at the biochemistry and the physiology, but breaking it down as well as the mental, emotional, and spiritual, because we're basically puzzles. So I like to teach my clients that they're a healing puzzle. So it's figuring out and helping them figure out the many pieces to their healing puzzle, but also on the many different levels, so they get to understand the different levels and understand themselves much more on a deeper level. So they understand that their physical pain might be physical pain, but it could be coming from somewhere else. And that's why they're in my office, because everywhere else they've gone is just focused on the physical pain. So in simple terms, what I really like to do is educate my clients and teach them that healing comes from the inside out, whether it's weight loss, whether it's depression, whether it's, you know, trying to eliminate pain, it comes from the inside out. And that I like to really help my clients self-discover that within using their own self-discovery through, maybe it could be working out, could be nutrition, could be homework, could be a one-on-one consulting, could be some of the stuff I've learned in Paul's PPS program. Just depends on the person I'm working with, but it's everything that they're doing is they're self-discovering along the way, and I'm just there to really be their coach. So that's essentially what I do. You can go to my website to learn more, you know, in depth on what I do. But what my legacy really is, it's really to self-discover myself, because I feel the more I learn about myself, the more I can educate my clients and create that platform to help them really go through their own journey instead of having them go through my journey. So my goal is really to self-discover myself and help my clients self-discover themselves on the many different levels. I'm actually going to be doing a teleconference March 3rd at 6 o'clock, and it's basically, the title is The Physical and Emotional Side of Candida and Candida Balancing. So once again, it's seeing both sides of Candida. You know, at least in my clinic, most common, one of the most common things is many, but we see people come in with chronic candida infections. They have, you know, toe fungus, or maybe it's in their gut, or wherever it is, but, they do the diet, they do the protocol, and it comes, you know, because they're not treating the many pieces to the puzzle. So that kind of goes along with my business and my legacy. It's going to be the physical and emotional side of candida, and it's going to teach people, yes, there is a physical side, but there's also an emotional side to it. And if you just focus on one, not the other, well, that's why the fungus isn't going away. So that's kind of what I do. Like Paul said, I went through the PPS program, got a lot out of it. I'm still learning, from my clients and all my fellow practitioners. But that's kind of what I do. That's my involvement in the PPS program, and that's kind of my next talk on March 3rd at 6 o'clock.
Sounds great, Josh, and thank you very much for participating. And I think that topic that you're sharing on with Candida is a really important one. There's a tremendous number of people out there that have that and go to doctors and get all sorts of approaches that, you know, maybe give them short-term results, but I'm glad somebody's out there teaching them how to really address it fully so that it no longer is such a negative impact on their life.
Right.
Okay, well, Vidya, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, my dear. Would you like to share a little bit about your offering as a mentor, and I've already introduced who you were. I don't know if you were on the line, but
no, I wasn't then. Yeah.
They already know that you're my boss and that I'm on my knees polishing the floor at your very beck and command. So they really know who runs the mastery program now, but we'd love to hear from you, honey.
All right. Well, my name is Vidya, and as you've heard from Paul, I work with him quite closely and various aspects of all of our businesses. And about me is that I've been a small business owner now for, I'm into my 11th year, and I love supporting people at where they're at to reach their objectives and goals in full empowerment with all of their desires and their dreams coming into fulfillment. That is a great joy for me. I just love seeing people turn on to their great gifts and their talents and being able to share those in a business model that works for them. Now, my background is in psychology. I'm an integral psychologist. And the reason why I went into small business consulting is that what I found when I work with people is that people's past don't go away. They stay with them. And when they bring their past into their business, they often bring the dysfunctional parts of them. So when I partner with other business professionals and owners, I work with them in such a way so that we can daylight those dysfunctional aspects and really put them to bed at last, meaning that let's find the healing pathway so that these are no longer obstacles for creating success in your business, but that also that there creates a congruency between you, the person, and your business. And I love business. So the areas of the business that I love to work with people on are their core values, their vision and their mission, their infrastructure, all of the systems that come together to make up what you would call a business. This includes organizational structure. It also includes your people resources, whether they're internal or external, team building, financial performance, and, of course, whatever your service or your product is that you're wanting to bring to market. And I just... Again, my legacy is in that joyous partnership that's created when we work synergistically into bringing these goals to fruition, into fulfillment. Many years ago, I discovered that I just get high when I'm working with people. And what some of the other mentors have already talked about on the line tonight is that they get to learn, too. So we're all learning together. Even though I may have an expertise in systems or I may have an expertise in personality or I may have an expertise in how to set up your organizational structure, it's you, the person, that has the passion for what you do. And I want to help you explore those gifts and talents and position yourself in a way that really makes your business fun for you. Because if you're not having fun in your business, then you're in the wrong business. So on that note, I'm February 26th. I'm offering a free teleseminar, which is a business basics class, policy and procedure, why they're good for your business. And this is a very important aspect of business. And what I have found working with many of my clients is that they go into business for themselves and they're flying by the seat of their pants. They don't really have everything in place and they may become successful. But what happens after a year or two is that they find out that their problems start to creep in. And one of the problem areas that is often overlooked is policy and procedure. So I'm very excited to be able to give you the tools and the basic structure and how to create policy and procedure that's going to position your business for success. And that's pretty much what I do, and that's what I offer as a PPS mentor, and I'm very excited to be a part of this program and to also bring Paul's legacy to the world. That's a great joy for me as well in that partnership.
Well, thank you, dear, and I'm always more than excited to be able to share your wisdom with everybody. So thanks for participating in my life and in the lives of so many people.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Dr. Brian Allman, are you still with us, my friend?
I'm here.
Right.
I'm enjoying myself.
Excellent. Well,
yeah.
You know...
What a great, talented staff you have.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I've always clearly remembered the drill that you did with us in level 4,
yeah,
where we sat in the bleachers and looked at ourselves. And so I'm really glad to be able to, you know, there's, like most professions, it takes a lot of doctors to find a good one. It takes a lot of mechanics to find a good one. A lot of hairdressers to find the one that cut all my hair off. But
well,
so I'm really excited to be able to share you with everyone because I know you're truly a master at what you do, and I feel very rewarded just to be able to expose anybody I can to your work. So please share a little bit with us.
Yeah, well, the feeling is completely mutual, Paul. Thanks so much. I talk about you all the time when I do seminars.
Thank you.
I share the work that you do. I tell them how impressed I am with you. And the fields that you teach, you're as smart as anybody I know, which is why I'm participating and glad to be a part of your mentoring program, too.
Thank you.
A plus. My name is Dr. Brian Allman, and my business is called True Sage, TRUSAGE, and it's a metaphor for you are your own true sage. And so I teach the techniques, the skills, the processes of how to tap into your own intuition, inner Buddha, inner wisdom, innermost self. That's my favorite thing to do. I've been doing it for almost 30 years. I was trained for 4 years with Dr. Milton Erickson. Anybody that studied hypnosis or mind-body healing or lots of complementary approaches in medicine, I got 4 years of training from him as a student. He helped me write my doctoral dissertation, helped me write my book, Self-Hypnosis. So the going deep inside to find your own inner answers, we call it the unconscious. People kind of think of going into a coma when they think of unconscious, so that's a word that doesn't always fly. People think of it as subconscious. You know, listening to everybody tonight, which I've really appreciated, what everybody brings to the table, I really honor the great things that people are sharing and offering as coaches. So I'm looking forward to referring people to everybody I've heard so far. And so this subconscious, unconscious, innermost self, my sessions, my private sessions are 8 hours. I see people all day. And my sessions are out in nature. And most people come in for 2 or 3 days. So it's deep, intensive work all at once. That's my style. I drag raced motorcycles for 3.5 years back east, so that's my style, is deep, intense work a few days in a row. And then I do follow-up for usually 5 years with everybody. I have a whole follow-up system. So that's the mentoring services really are twofold with me. One are deep, intense one-on-one sessions. Sometimes it's families, couples, but it's usually one person, oftentimes at the beach. And then the ongoing follow-up, which if you look at True Sage, T-R-U, no E, because we're not the True Sage, T-R-U-S-A-G-E, you'll find the ongoing coaching, which is basically an automated system. It's an automated coaching. We call people 6 days a week. It's an outbound, interactive, experiential coaching system that's tailored to fit the individual. So it's based on an algorithm with thousands of calls and 12 years of R&D at Kaiser Permanente. Done a couple of scientific studies on it, too. So my passion, my legacy, what my whole, probably a lot of my existence is about, not just professionally, but in my everyday life, is helping people develop their inner potentials and contribute to the world to make it a better place. Hopefully I do that every day and support people doing that every day because I do start my life over again every day. And so that's really what I practice and what I, you know, hopefully lead people into also. I do get to travel around the world. Like Paul, I'm kind of in his wake off to the side somewhere, but I get to travel and teach these things. And in every culture I go to, People have the exact same challenges, same situations. China, Australia, America, South America, all through Europe, India, Japan. People have a very hard time. And one of the coaches said this right at the beginning. People have a very hard time accepting themselves as they are. Acceptance was a big word. I think JP was talking about it right away. And letting go, really releasing, really letting go at the deepest of levels, like you do in the greatest workouts. You have to do that emotionally, physically, and everything everyone else has been talking about. But it's true everywhere. So it's fun to be able to help people help themselves in ways that feel better right away. In this kind of work, you never feel worse. You feel better immediately and hopefully for the rest of your life. The event that I have coming up, besides those two ways of coaching, I have an event April 3rd, 4th, and 5th with the Chopra Center in La Costa. And it's a Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Major League All-Star presenters. I invited Paul, but Paul couldn't be there. He's was one of my first in the whole faculty. I really wanted Paul there. So we have from the Chopra Center, Dr. David Simon. Some of you may know the famous hypnotist, Marshall Silver. We have Deepak's marketing guru who got Jack Canfield Chicken Soup of the Soul on the map, Ariel Ford. She'll be there. Like Paul is in his area, one of my other heroes is Dr. Vincent Felitti from Kaiser Permanente. He did a study with 100,000 people that explained how people turn out the way they are emotionally, physically, in all ways, based on their early childhood experiences. If you're interested in that, send me an email, but he's a hero. And then we have a drumming circle at the beach on Friday night. Big show on Saturday night, but that's April 3rd to the 5th. If you want to know about the event, it'll be sold out in about 2 weeks. There'll be 250 people in there, so there's about 2 weeks to get in if you want to. You go to trusage.com, T-R-U-S-A-G-E.com, and that's how you can reach me. If you want to send me an email and ask me questions, come visit me there. Okay, Paul, so that's basically the story from this side.
Well, that's beautiful, and I'd just like to compliment you on your website.
Yeah.
I went and had a look, and it's very beautiful.
Thank you.
So I think people will enjoy having a tour around there, so
yeah,
I encourage them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Dr. Brian Ullman. It's always a pleasure.
Big hug. Same here.
And Chris Tempert, are you here, dear?
I am.
Honey, there's just one thing that popped into my head that I think is the greatest representation for you that has ever sprung through my consciousness. You are a dragon flower, dear. I have watched you work through physical pain, emotional pain, learning to manage your mind effectively and create your dreams. So it gives me great pleasure to share you with everyone. So I'd be honored if you could share a little bit about your offering as a mentor.
Wow, Paul, I really appreciate that. You know, I can't begin to express how wonderful it is for me to be a part of this program. And after everything I just heard from everyone, I mean, it's hard to even, you know, I hope I can even add a piece of what I can offer to all that. It's such, what a wonderful group. And, you know, a lot of people on this call helped me grow through all those places. Thank you so much for that. For me as a PPS mentor, as you said, you know, I had a very, very difficult childhood, and I came to PPS absolutely empty of myself and searching for love. And as you know, when I got to lesson two, it really opened up so many of my programs, and it forced me to go back and look at my childhood. As Dr. Ullman was saying about that, the man that does that, it's so important to go back to your past. And in doing it, it recreated all the wounds again, and I started living it all over again. And it was, what a process to heal. So for me as a mentor, I feel as though I have really gotten to a place where I understand the mind. And I'm hopeful to work with those that are stuck in lesson two, that can't get past it and can't get through it, or people that are just stuck in general. because, you know, you have to get clear on the thoughts that are in your head, the ones that are new thoughts and the ones that have been running either 100 or 1,000 times over and over again. And, you know, anyway, that's really where I want to focus my attention.
Well, I think that's a great offering because, as James can tell you from lots of experience working with me since the beginning of the Mastery Program, Lesson 2 seems to be the net that catches the gills, and I designed it to help people identify the source of their pain so that they could really come to get to know it. You know, one of my sayings that I use a lot is the devil you know is always better than the devil you don't know, because when you have little devils hiding inside of you, you often find yourself in patterns of behavior that you can't explain yourself. And all of us mentors have heard many people, when we ask them why they continue to do the things that hurt, the most common answer we get is, I don't know. So lesson 2 puts a I know to the I don't know. So I'm really excited, Chris, that you spent so much time and did a lot of personal coaching with me to really master that lesson and all the things that go with it. And the first 3 lessons I consider to be the foundation of PPS. Once you get through the first 3 lessons, then it's much smoother sailing, because then you really know who you are and you can get really clear about staging your dream and learning to experience it each moment of each day as a chosen reality, as opposed to waiting for some big daddy in the sky to drop a pot of gold in your front yard or chasing rainbows. I say, why chase a rainbow when you can just create one right in your heart? So it's been beautiful to share with all of you. I hope I haven't missed anybody. I've got everybody right, James?
Yes, you have.
All right. James, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Well, you know, this is very exciting for me in many ways, just because I get to participate in all of these wonderful teleseminar teleclasses and to learn from all of them. And I think worked with almost every one of these mentors, whether when I was at the Czech Institute myself or, you know, in some ways this is the first time Chris and I have spoken live and on the phone and in person, but we've had a number of correspondences and have worked pretty closely through the PPS program. And all of these, I can say without a shred of doubt that all of these people are wonderfully passionate people dedicated to achieving their legacy and helping everybody that they work with achieve their legacy too. So, you know, this is just really fantastic to work with all of these people. And for me, it's a wonderful opportunity just to learn from them.
Well, thank you, James. And
Paul, I wanted to throw in one more thing about the coaching. This is Dr. Brian Allman. I was just at Mark Victor Hansen's birthday party, and I was just with most of the people from The Secret doing a seminar. And I want everybody to know that all the people that coach all have coaches. Every single person I mentioned, all the people that I'm teaching with now at all these different events, all the best-selling authors, they all have coaches, and they spend a couple thousand, $2,000-$3,000 a month easy on their coaches, and they keep it going. It's never-ending, and sometimes you change coaches and go to another person. I mean, or just in your group, if somebody went through and worked with Vidya and JP and Paul Jr., Josh, Chris, and just went, you know, spent a month or two with different coaches, how much they would grow, or maybe even longer, you know, 3-4 months. But these people never stop getting coached.
Yeah,
it's
well,
an ongoing process. It's like all of the athletes that I work with, and Paul, I work with, how we met was through world champion athletes that insisted that we get together. We both really respect, one being Peter McConnell from Australia.
Right.
And all of the athletes, they all have coaches.
Yep.
We have 1, 2, 3 coaches, one for nutrition, one for emotional psychology, one for motivation and sort of self-transformation. But they have a number of coaches.
Yeah.
So it's just the reality that one of the reasons I developed that automated coaching system is that I really felt that people needed support 6 days a week, you know, even 7 days a week. And So getting coaching once a week or being able to stay in touch with your coach, it keeps people accountable. It keeps people positive. It's very caring. And then when you add the talent that you have on your team with your coaches that also bring a ton to the table, it would help anybody that got coached. And it's a way to keep yourself moving forward on a daily basis, because otherwise time does not change things. Chronological time doesn't change things. People in their 80s and 90s are still dealing with stuff they were dealing with in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. So to really grow to the next levels, this is the kind of work that has to happen.
Yes, it's
you
true.
Know? Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and I would encourage people to go to True Sage and have a look and get to know your offering and spend time with the mentors, just exactly like you suggested. And my whole
coach, and I look forward to the next event that I see you at your institute, and seeing you soon as well.
Yes, and when I run the next level 4, I'll give you a call. I'd love to have you back.
And next time I do this kind of event, I'm doing it at the Chopra Center. I really want you to be in town because I want you on the faculty with the other A-League players.
I was really sad that I couldn't be there. Unfortunately, I'm booked about a year and a half in advance.
Yeah, well, that
Brian,
doesn't bother me. I'll book you out 2 years.
Say that again, Vidya?
Just let me know in the future, Brian.
I will. I'm going to find a date that Paul
and
can
David,
be there.
And I would love to see Paul be able to share his expertise with that crowd.
Yeah, the last crowd we had was, I think, around 1,200 people.
Yeah.
And that was when people were thinking, oh, because of the economy, you'll only get 600, 700, 800, 1,200 people showed up. And this one is 250. It's closing out at 250 because of the venue. And to kind of, it's, believe it or not, 250 is a lot more intimate than 1,200. So it's kind of small.
Well, you know, when the economy's tough, even though it seems like people should, you know, they want to hold on to their money, but when do you need a coach more than when the stress levels are at the highest?
People are going for it. Now, what's happened is everybody feels vulnerable financially, everything politically, the whole world for the first time ever. We're all vulnerable at the same time. And what's happening, like always, when you're vulnerable, you get more in touch with what you need, what's going on. You're more real with yourself. You can't get distracted by all the usual running and going and spending and, you know, just the busy life. Things slow down when you're vulnerable. Time slows down. And people are taking more stock on who am I? What do I want? Am I really doing what I want? Okay, I just lost my job. Maybe it's time to do what I love and find my real purpose. And so my experience is that people are going deeper and they're more willing to get to the coach and figure out a fee that works for them and figure out a number of sessions a month or a week that works for them. And people are going for it more because you're faced with yourself. This is not the time to give up or give in or just wait it out, because if you wait it out, it could take, you know, way too long. But if you start making it work now, things can improve immediately. I mean, fast.
One of the things that I teach in PPS that I'd like to share real quick with everyone on the line is that I teach all my students that your pain, your disease, your addictions, eating disorders, those are all fantastic coaches because they're right at your service and they're free. And once you learn to listen to them, they make fantastic guides. And the function of a PPS mentor is to really not fix you, but teach you to be fully present with the coaches inside of you. And the coaches that we need to pay most attention to are usually the ones that are speaking the loudest, but unfortunately they're the ones that are usually getting ignored the most, which is why they start doing what they need to do to get your attention. So I would encourage all of you to embrace any of the challenges in your life, any of the pains in your life, and feel free to use any of the amazing mentors that have shared with you tonight. And James Phelps is the Dean of Education, and you've heard him talking with us here. And I just wanted to take a moment to say, James, thank you so much for all the amazing work that you do. And I'd like to thank William Nickel, who works behind the scenes to keep the website running and give us all a forum to communicate through. And Vidya, myself, and James and Penny could not run the master program without William, so I want to make sure William gets acknowledged.
Well, thanks, Paul. It's always a pleasure to work with you, and, of course, a pleasure to work with Vidya. It's so easy, it hardly feels like work sometimes.
Well, it shouldn't feel like work, and I also want to reiterate what Dr. Brian Altman said, that we wake up and recreate ourselves every day. So I encourage everybody to remember that no matter how bad you're hurting in your life right now, you're going to forget all about it tonight. So if you can forget about it tonight, it's a good time to sit real still and ask yourself, how real is it? And once you meditate on that, you'll realize tomorrow morning when you wake up, you've got a chance to be a brand new human being, and a mentor is someone that helps you recreate that new human being to be exactly who you want to be. So thank you for joining us, everyone, tonight. It's been a pleasure to share these beautiful people with you. And don't forget, JP's better looking than me. I'm better looking than Josh, and Brian's better looking than all of us. So there you go.
Okay, lots of love to everybody.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight.
Yes.
Look forward to
good
sharing.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
And I will just remind everybody, first I want to thank once again Paul and all of our PPS mentors for joining us tonight. And I'll remind everybody who called in that the recording of this call will be available shortly in the mentor teleclass section of our website. And I also invite and encourage everybody to join us for our next PPS mentor teleclass. That's with Paul Cech Jr. on February 17th. At 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Paul's going to be hosting his teleclass, Foundational Energies 101, Solitude, Tribe, and Culture. And I believe most of you probably heard Paul Jr. describe what's going to be going on. But the title alone, to me, sounds pretty fascinating. So I can't wait for this call. And finally, if any of you have questions about our teleseries, our mentors, or PPS in general, please don't hesitate to contact me, James, at Dean, D-E-A-N, at ppssuccess.com.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Thanks, everybody. And
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. And we'll join you next Tuesday, I guess, for our next PPS teleclass.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'll see you tomorrow morning for our practitioner call.
That's right.
Thanks,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.